It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, C-53.
Yes?
I've been thinking a lot about what that guy, Phoenix Ash, said.
About, which part in particular?
About the Planet Crusher?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too. The Planet Crusher was already very large, and to make another ship capable of crushing a Planet Crusher...
Yeah.
Also, just how many Planet Crushers are out there to crush? I mean, there's a lot of planets out there to crush.
Well, the real question is, like, who... Is that a good guy or a bad guy?
We can safely assume bad guy.
Oh, hey, Bargy. You seem slightly more cantankerous than usual. Everything okay?
I'm a little under the weather.
Oh.
Everything kind of hurts right now.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, that's not... I don't know what that is.
I coughed out smoke.
No, but this is solid.
Bargy, when you did that, something
right
solid fell from the ceiling.
Oh, I'm gonna need that. I've been trying to help Bargy out, just kind of, you know, banging things around,
what?
Shifting things. None of it.
Should I just end
work.
It right now? Is this the end?
No, Bargy, I've almost got it figured out.
Darp, what have you done?
Do you remember what happened the last time you tried to fix a ship?
Every night when I close my eyes.
It didn't go well.
Yeah.
And you haven't, you know, taken a class or anything in the
meantime. No, I'm completely unlicensed. But Bargy and I have a special kinship, and I should just intuitively know how to fix it.
Okay, we
Dar
can
told me she can make me look younger, and so I was just like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
No, what?
Achilles heel.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, Dar, the difference between Hark's ship and Bargy is that Bargy can talk to us. So, Bargy, how about you just explain to the three of us what's going on in that, you know...
Bino here, too.
Okay, sure. The four of us tell Bino and the rest of us what's happening in you, and we can try to, you know, give it a fix.
Okay, my centipods, they're like a reddish hurt.
The center parts?
Yeah,
so
mine.
If I just open
no,
up this?
No, darn.
I really wouldn't.
Now I'm going to squeeze a bunch of different things and
no,
just start
don't
shouting
squeeze.
When it starts hurting.
What can you even squeeze?
Industrial sludge.
No, stop, Bino. Don't.
Bino, I'm just going to pick you up here.
Bino loves ship pus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bino love it.
You heard him. Bino love it.
That's right, he loves it.
Okay. Listen, Bargy, can
kids
you...
Love me.
Wait, kids love you, but you love pus? So you can say love... You
hey,
just
we're
felt
losing
like
focus.
Saying,
we're losing
whoa?
Focus.
Okay, Bargy.
Sorry, Bargy.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We got it. Sorry, listen, Bargy.
The one wing I have is about to fall off.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We need that.
Look out the window. You can see it sort of wobbling.
Oh, no.
That's not
how
in
did
my
that...
defense, I thought I was helping.
Okay,
that's
get
not a. Yeah,
here
listen.
What doing.
Do we know any, like, mechanics? Can we call Nermit? Maybe he has a hookup in the rebellion?
Yeah, that's possible. Outgoing transmission to missions operations manager.
I wonder if he's just sitting in his. Oh, yep, there he is. Hey, Nermit.
I didn't make it for you. I made it for whoever likes it. I didn't mean to.
I really
read this.
Do
I...
love that he
okay,
doesn't
great.
Have to answer.
Thank you.
It just
so
immediately
just
goes into
so
transmission.
Just starts a feed.
Yeah.
Nermit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hey. Whoa.
What,
hey, guys.
What are you doing?
Huh?
Yeah, who are you talking to just now, Nermit?
Angry, under your breath.
I just, like, I made the mistake. I try to never do this. You know how I put songs online?
Vermin Nundaloy.
Yeah, I just, like, you should never read the comments. I started reading the comments.
Okay.
And, oh, boy.
Listen, Nermit, Bargie is not feeling very good, and we think it might be like
How it feels. Listen to this.
No.
I want to hear a couple of these comments.
Yeah. Next time, try.
I mean, that's good advice.
But I
what
did
do they want you to try?
Try?
If you think about that review, they're not saying that you didn't try this time.
They just, like, I'm glad you tried this time.
Yeah,
and you should also continue
to try.
Being a wub that art is subjective and constantly evolving.
Let's hear a couple more comments.
I don't know. So this says, I built a time machine to go back and make your parents not meet.
Whoa.
That's
mean. That seems cruel.
Right. So anyway, what's going on with...
You didn't pull that off since you're still around.
Right.
My tummy hurts. My engine time, I'm gonna roll over.
Listen, Nermit, we need a mechanic.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong, like, physically with Bargie.
Oh, gosh.
Not emotionally like usual.
Wait,
wow,
so
I heard that.
Wait, I can see out the window. What is the wing is at like a weird angle.
Yeah,
listen,
it's not good.
A mistake.
It's partially damaged from the inside because Dar was trying to
switch. Hold on.
What's up?
One, two.
Oh, that wing is gone.
Wow.
Just
floating free.
Oh my gosh, that's the one wing.
In my non-professional opinion.
What could you possibly say right now, Dar?
You didn't need to specify
that. It was non-professional?
Yeah. Nobody was
under that impression?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we need a professional.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you. Great, Dar. Wow.
Thanks, Dar.
We might need like a toe.
A toe?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bargie, this ceiling is surprisingly clean.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you guys are upside down?
Yeah, since we've flipped over the ceiling. You keep it very clean. It's honestly cleaner than...
The floor?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, boy, the lights just went out.
I think
we're going to need a tow pretty quick, Nermit.
All right, guys, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make some calls. Expect a tow soon.
Thanks, Nermit.
Okay.
I can see that other window with your comments. Close them for now.
I will. Oh, my gosh.
Bye. Hey, Bargie, just sit tight. We're going to get a tow ship, I guess. Now that the lights have gone off, like, how long would you say the life support systems would have until...
Well, how long it took me to realize Tiny Toots was too tiny.
Okay.
Not great.
Let's hope for that toe.
How long if I pull out something like...
What? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Centurion, honey?
Mom, get out of my room!
It's totally normal to master.
No,
okay.
Mom! I'm listening to my favorite podcast, Teen Creeps. Because on Teen Creeps, host Kelly Nugent and Lindsay Kaytai dive into the best YA pulp fictions of the 80s and 90s, Mom!
Okay, well, that's a fun thing for you.
Ugh, we're talking R.L. Stine, Christopher Pike, Lois Duncan, Babysitter's Club.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't understand it.
I don't.
Why don't you go back to the stupid rebellion or making Dad jealous?
I'm the leader of the rebellion.
I'll be here listening to Kelly and Lindsay's dramatic reenactments from the Book of the Week and their awkward high school memories, which they dig up and parade around for everyone to hear because they're fearless. And they're amazing, hilarious guests on this podcast book club that doubles as a sleepover.
That's, again, very fun for you.
You think I'm just a little kid, but I'm a reader, Mom.
I know.
And deal with this. They talk about crazy titles like Nightmare Hall Number 1, The Silent Scream, or Fear Street 15, The Prom Queen. So that's why I'm listening to Teen Creeps on the Forever Dog Podcast Network. I subscribed on whatever podcast app I wanted to, and I'm not telling you which one. Run!
Okay, just use lotion.
Alright, back it up.
Is this good?
No, a little more. Back it up.
How much more?
Back, okay, there you go.
Alright.
Keep backing it up. Keep back.
Alright.
Keep backing it up.
I'm
backing up. Oh, you went too far. Look at us.
Alright,
move it forward, Smidge.
Alright.
Alright, good. Now locking it in. Alright. This ship's a mess.
Hey, sorry about having to get the tow, but
nah.
Glad you were so close. Thanks for taking us in.
No, please, it's my job. What are you gonna do?
You know? Yeah.
There's no good time for a tow, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's right. True. That's
there's
true.
Never a good time for a tow. I'm just happy that you guys are pretty happy.
Sure.
So, by the way, hey, how you doing? My name's 718 Tony.
Hey, 718 Tony.
Yeah, shake my big hands.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the big hand. Okay, great.
Quite a disparity in the size.
Yeah,
of your
one
hands.
Really big hand, one really small hand.
Yeah, I was born to be a mechanic, so my body has evolved to that way. So I got one big hand to like remove big objects. I got one little tiny hand to stick in little holes. You know, look at my pinky. You see that little pinky finger?
What I'm doing wrong. I don't have one tiny hand.
I mean, I guess.
I'm not sure that's the problem.
I got a Phillips head pinky, and then the ring finger. Flathead.
Sure, gotta be.
Of course, because, you know, back in my ancestors' day, they only had one Phillips head, and then they get screwed over. They didn't have the flathead, so then we evolved.
Okay. Do you have a hex? Do you have a hex somewhere?
Oh, no, but hoping in a couple generations we got a hex on our body,
sure.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, I could get out there, I could fix this all up for you, you know, it's pretty routine, so don't worry about it, okay?
This is routine?
I mean, it's routine for a mechanic like me. Is this ship a disaster?
You mean like emotionally, like personality-wise?
What angle are you coming at that from?
I'm speaking physically, but if the ship's emotionally a disaster, I have a buddy that's a psychiatrist.
Oh,
and,
sure. Well,
I would never go to a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Not part of my culture. I don't give a damn. I keep my feelings inside, okay?
Sure. Well, listen, Tony, you know, I got to say
718 Tony.
718. Oh, sorry. Is 718 Tony your whole name?
Yeah, that's my full name.
Okay, great. What are you
718 Tony?
No, this is I've repaired 718 ships.
Wow. Bargie, you're in great hands, and one of them is small and one of them is very big.
Yeah, two great oh boy.
Oh, that does not sound good, but don't worry.
She sort of always sounds like that, but usually the size are shorter.
It is technically worse now.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this. No problem at all.
Okay.
Let me go to the central controls.
Absolutely. It's just right up the ramp. Kind of down the hallway. Yeah, C-52.
Slow down. So I got a bare foot. All
right. It's just right in here.
Cool. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. What are you gonna do? You know, it's my gas foot.
Sure.
Your foot is just a cloud of vapor.
Yeah. It's my gas foot. Yeah. Don't worry about it. All right. Well, what was it? Is this right in here?
Yep.
Oh no. Okay.
Does it look like somebody's been pulling parts out indiscriminately?
Yeah. I was going to say, you could see here where I first thought the diagnosis was that Bargie just needed a couple of wires pulled.
No, you actually reversed the alternator, and now we're going to have to go in there and make sure that we get those charges back to negative and positive where they should be.
Yeah.
So I just kind of intermittently pulled wires.
Yep.
Mostly based on color.
Okay, can I tell you a secret?
I would love to know a secret.
Okay, don't do that ever again, okay?
That's a secret.
Hey, don't listen to my secrets over here, okay? If I want to tell you something, I'll tell you something.
Sorry, you're right. I'm sorry.
All
right,
I'm just going to pop in here. I'm going to reverse this.
Wait, are you all right?
Just a big wound just opened in my back.
Everything okay? What
Everything's
happened?
Good. That means it's working. That means the ship's working, you know?
What just happened?
What do you mean that means the ship's working?
Come on. The ship takes my energy. Every ship I repair takes energy from my being.
Wait, what?
Yes. And I get a little bit weaker with every ship.
But it actually physically takes a piece of you.
Yeah, what'd you think? I had a gas foot because I thought it was cosmetically fun?
I don't know. Maybe you were in a war or something.
Hey, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a secret?
Uh-huh.
Never assume somebody's in a war because either they are they don't want... Hey, if I want to tell you that little piece of advice, I pull you over the side, okay, mister?
Sorry,
that's even what's for me.
Yeah, that's even what's for you.
You're right.
Let me finish telling you.
Okay.
So... You know, I forgot my secret because this damn idiot over here.
Assume anybody's in a war.
Now you're gonna correct him on his secret.
You're correcting me on my secret?
I gotta go.
Okay, that's good. So never assume anybody's in a war because either they don't want to talk about it or they want to talk about it too much.
That's a solid secret.
Yeah,
they want.
You're right. Yeah. Honestly.
That
is colorful.
Oh, sorry about that.
No,
no. 718 chips. You're gonna cough up a little shit sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many do you have in you?
My father only repaired 34.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm playing on the house money right now, so I don't know. And don't worry about payment either.
What?
What?
There's no payment. This is what I'm born to do.
Tony, we could hardly ask you to fix Bargy for no croon at all. That would be...
weird.
Don't you dare give me a croon. That would be an insult, okay? I was put out in the universe to repair ships.
Oh.
And I will do that till I die.
So, give it one quick second. We just love to talk in little asides.
Sure.
Bargy's gonna kill him.
No, what?
Bargy's gonna kill him. He's gonna run out of pieces of himself. There's so many things to repair.
I didn't notice this until he turned around, but he doesn't have a lot of back, like a lot of his back.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And think about not just the things I jacked up on Bargy.
Yeah.
Think of Bargy in
general. Things that were already wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, 718 Tony, I feel like, you know, especially we're not paying you.
This seems like a big job.
Yeah.
And maybe we could just call someone else.
Don't you dare.
Wait. Take your really big hand off of Fleck's neck. It's fine. We will.
I'm so sorry. I have anger issues, which I will never address.
But you could.
I know.
There's a friend who's a psychiatrist.
And I love that guy so much, but we never talk about issues. Okay, we're gonna need to take this back to my garage. We're gonna fix this up. Chris!
What?
Chris, we're gonna need you to back it up a little bit.
Like this? Is this good?
No, you go forward. You gotta back
I'm
it up.
Back.
No, you're facing me and you're going back.
I'm
face
going
forward.
Back.
No, Chris, you gotta face forward and go back. You can't look at me.
Tell me what you want. You want me forward or back?
I want you. Put your back to my face. Oh, my
God. Tony, I am going back right now.
You know, you got to...
What about this doesn't look like back?
You know what? My nephew made this stupid bot, and I said, you know, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it because I'm a good guy. I'm saying, my nephew, he wants to learn this shit.
Sure,
you know?
Oh, he built this.
He built
bot. Christopher. Yeah,
yeah, so now I got my nephew's bot, homie, and he can't do nothing. Hey, Chris.
Have you ever thought about fixing the... Can you fix a robot? Or
oh, no.
A ship mechanic?
Yeah, I'm a ship mechanic,
totally
yeah.
Different.
Yeah, would you ask a toilet plumber to fix a sink?
I would, but maybe...
You would? Yeah. Don't you dare. Hey, finally, you get a secret.
Okay,
come
great.
Over here.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Lay it up.
You like secret time?
Oh.
Give him more secrets.
You want another secret? Come over here. Come over here.
No.
See, you're lucky I'm slapping you with my
little
hands.
Your little hand.
Yeah, you would not want to slap from my big hand.
I'm still moving back. Do you want it back?
Oh. Man, he backed right into Bargy.
You want me to go forward or back right now?
Just shut up.
All right. Shut up protocol.
Okay. Oh. So it seems, what's the name of this ship that you got?
This is the Bargerian Jade.
I can introduce myself. I'm the Bargerian.
Oh, no.
Ship of the stars.
This is...
Usually she's far more eloquent. She has a very long resume.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Star of the spring.
Okay, we're going to need to get this ship back to my garage ASAP. I would say this ship has a 2 to 3 hour lifespan left
what?
In them.
What? 2 to 3 hours?
2 to 3 hours. This is actually a disaster. Can we get this back to my garage as soon as possible?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fine with you guys?
What do we do in the meantime? Because, I mean...
You want to ride up with me in the tow truck?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah. Sure. Cool. We're going to need to do laps then.
What does that mean?
People sitting on people's laps.
Oh.
We're gonna need to do laps. You already said yes, so we gotta do laps.
Yeah.
In front
okay.
of the
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, maybe
okay?
C-53 could stay on Bargy because he doesn't have to breathe or anything.
No, I don't want. Why not include him?
No, we should all be included, Plek.
Okay, you're right.
There's four of us, so two and two. If we're on laps.
I guess I just don't understand why C-53 is sitting on my lap.
Well, I wasn't going to sit on your lap.
Well, thank you for that.
I wasn't.
Love laps.
And Mino's in my lap.
Sure.
So everyone's got somebody on their lap.
Yeah.
So
and I'm in 718 Tony's lap.
Yeah. And
how is so?
I'm on Chris's lap.
Yeah! I'm getting crushed! There's two people on me. I can't see anything.
I'm directing you, okay?
Oh.
Keep going.
Where?
Just
how
keep
far?
Keep going.
I'm going.
Keep
my
going.
My goodness.
More.
More.
Yep.
Just seems like if your nephew had programs, you know, some sort of distance
sort of astrogation.
Stop.
You're telling me. I wish my nephew did a lot of things. I wish he remembered my birthday.
Sure.
Okay?
All right, keep going.
Keep going.
Maybe a little over to the right. You're drifting a bit.
So what do you guys do?
Well, you're an emissary team for the Rebellion. I don't know if you dabble much in galactic politics, but...
No, I turn off that crap, you know? Keep your nose out the dirt. Your asshole stays clean.
What does that mean exactly?
Hey, let me tell you a little secret. Come over here. Come over here. Move your big body. Come over here. Let me get this little pink guy over the money. Come over here.
Okay.
Uh-oh, the big hand's coming for you.
No, listen.
No, I would kill you with that.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Got you with the little one.
Yeah, got you with the little hand.
All right, more to the right. And we're here.
Oh.
Is that your beautiful wife out in front?
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Suzanne, come here. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Tony. Tony, you have a new wound. Are you fixing something?
You better believe I'm
fixing
something.
Oh, that's my Tony.
Of course. Oh, my goodness.
Veronica and Tony Jr.
Oh, come here. One on each shoulder. Come on.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Somebody take this camera, get a family photo.
Oh, I love my family. Family is the most important thing in this world.
C53 Dark, can I talk to you guys for a second? Okay, listen, guys. I felt bad when 718 Tony told us that he was like, but...
Now that you see his family.
His family. He's got two little kids. This seems...
Here's my nieces and nephews because all my brothers and sisters are dead.
No.
Yes, come over here, all of you! You little botchagaloops! I love the poop out of all of you! Yes, Tony! Uncle Tony! Yes! Yes! I will love all of you, and I will see you all to university.
Listen, 718 Tony, your family seems lovely. I gotta tell...
47 of
these. At least
beautiful
dozens of these
children.
They are so nice. Oh, you have to see the bill when we go out to eat, though.
Through
the roof.
I bet.
I say no sodas. No sodas. You know, we get one soda, we do the free refill for everybody. We do one soda, 48 free refills, because I get two, because Tony gets two, because I'm picking up the bill. But they're the best things in my damn life.
Oh, man. That's really...
We can't have you fix Bargie.
Listen.
We can't.
What? Listen, I feel like surely there's another mechanic around. I don't want to say you're not a good mechanic. I just feel like...
You're clearly an extremely gifted mechanic. We're just worried that Bargie is so damaged that it would kill you to fix her.
And if it does, that's my time.
There's got to be another way.
If it does, that's my time.
Maybe you could just teach me... And then I could fix Bargie.
You want? Hey, let me tell you a secret.
Oh, boy.
That was a great idea.
Oh.
That was such a... I like you. You got a lot of spunk, a lot of spontaneity, a lot of spazazz.
Thank you. Could you do me a favor?
Of course.
Could you give Plek another secret?
Of course. Hey, come over here. Actually, what's your name?
Dar.
Hey, Dar. Why don't you give him a secret for me?
No, ow! On the top of my head.
Wow, did you like that secret?
I guess so.
Come on, let me show you in this ship. I'll teach you how to do this. So when I'm not there, you can take care of it yourself.
Thank you. That's perfect.
Okay, great. So, Dar, you're going to learn how to fix Bargie.
Yeah, and then it'll be like I never ruined her in the first place.
Oh, and can you do me a favor while we do that? They all have math homework we need to go over, and they're all in different grades.
No, okay, I'm standing next to a droid. I think you chose me to...
Plek, he chose you.
Direct that question to you.
The pink one?
Yeah.
What is death?
What is... Oh,
yeah, that's our math homework.
A
Okay, tell me where to stick my hands in first.
Okay, okay. So you see how we got 7 mufflers on this back right here, right?
Yeah.
Great. So now I want you to look in all of them.
Uh-huh.
You see one is clocked, right?
Yeah.
How can you tell what's clocked?
There's the kerchiefs that I stuffed in one of them.
Exactly. Look for where you stuck shit in.
Yeah, okay.
Wherever you stuck stuff in, that's the one you want to fix.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Oh, no. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm great. This is so good. You're helping me with the ship right here.
Okay.
Cool. So I want you to reach your hand. Great. Now make sure you put on the gloves because a muffler is hot.
Oh, I should actually just be totally fine. My body runs at like 500 degrees normally. Oh.
Egg on my face. Egg on your face, it'd be a fried egg.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'll just touch this. Letting go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I am doing all the work,
yes.
And you're just instructing me, and yet...
I'm still hurting?
Half of your face is now gone?
Yeah, the left half... My right's my better half, as Suzanne always says.
Sure, but the whole reason I'm doing this is because I didn't want you to die.
Well, here's the thing. If I teach you how to fix the ship, I'm hurt even more.
You're hurt even more?
Yeah, I'm hurt even more.
Oh, no.
Yep, because I'm not only giving you the knowledge to do it now, but I'm giving you the knowledge to do it in the future. Why are you stressed?
Because I did so many bad things to the ship.
Well, we're gonna have to get through that together. Come here, let me tell you a secret.
Okay.
Aren't secrets weird when it's just 2 people in a room? It's just talking closer.
I mean, you are very close to my face right
now.
I'm
so sorry, we'll back up.
No. It really brings into focus that only half of your face is there.
Oh, let me move to the other side. Oh, yep. Check out those pearly blues.
Wow, that really is your better side.
Yeah, my teeth were blue when I was born, and my parents were never more excited.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful blue teeth.
Thank you. Hey, the secret is...
Uh-huh.
This is my job. This is what I do.
Do you feel like if you had talked to somebody about your feelings, you wouldn't just derive all of your self-worth through what you do for work?
Too much for the brain. Too much for the brain. Let me fix stuff.
Oh, hey, C-53. Mm-hmm. Bargie has stopped smoking. I think that's a good sign.
That's positive.
I bet they're having a great time in there.
Pink one?
Yes?
What is afterlife?
Oh, boy. I mean, that's a... Definitely don't ask C-53 that, because he'll give you an answer that's going to make you unhappy.
C-53?
No, I told you not to do that.
What is afterlife?
Oh, well, that's a fiction that many sentient species tell themselves to.
No! You didn't even... How can you be in pain? I'm undoing things behind your back. You shouldn't even know that I'm trying to fix these things in the first place.
I used to have an Audi belly button. And now it's even bigger.
Why does it look like it's going to burst?
Oh my, okay, now flip the on switch.
No!
We gotta get this alternator running.
No!
Flip the switch.
I won't let you do it either.
Flip switch.
No! Oh, did you hear that? That sounds good.
Yeah, sounds like our power's running again.
Hey, Bargie, can you hear me? Okay, well. Everything all right? Do you feel any better?
Feel a lot better, actually. I'm not 100 yet. I'm like 17%.
Oh, great. Yeah, hey, we'll take 17.
That's not bad.
You know, it's honestly great to hear your voice again, Bargie. I was worried about you. But, you know, whatever's going on inside there, it's two people care about you a lot.
That screaming is not from me, though.
Who's screaming?
Vito!
Vito, you... Stop right now!
Listen to me. Everything's fine inside now. We just have to get that wing on.
Bino know how to put the wing on.
Yo, what if Bino already had that knowledge?
Bino, did you have that knowledge?
Bino, no.
Wait,
Bino?
K-N-O-W or N-O?
Bino, no,
Bino,
as in...
Bino, no. Bino, couple alternating internal coil 7 to fusion thruster 5.
Bino, no!
feeling really good, actually, you know.
That's great.
I've never felt so, I don't know how to say this, healthy in a way, you know. That never really happens to me.
Bargy, this is amazing. I think whatever Dara is doing...
Bargy, I'll be honest, you look... 10,
radiant.
20 years younger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe this is a good thing that this is happening. Maybe everything is good.
Where are my kids?
Daddy!
Yes, oh, everyone Daddy. Come here and touch my ear.
Tony!
Suzanne!
Oh, my...
Yeah, just back him up.
No, Christopher, I have it.
Well, there's barely anything left of 718 Tony.
Children, gather round. Gather round your uncle, father. Put your hands together. Stand in a circle around 718 Tony.
Oh, this is what it's about. Life is about giving yourself and being with your family while you do it.
And kissing.
Oh, yeah, those are the last to go,
yeah.
Baby.
Well, your best side of your face is still there.
You better believe
oh,
it. These
gosh.
Pearly blues
oh,
are all for you,
so
Mama.
Blue.
Can I put him down while you
are doing this?
Hold him up.
Yeah.
Do you mind just running your hands through her hair as we kiss?
Yeah, he doesn't have
hair. I can do that.
Yeah, make one of them real big and one kind of tiny so it feels like Tony.
Wait, I'm holding him and okay.
Yeah. You dropped me.
I'm sorry. You wanted me to run both of my hands, so I was trying to make one of them
real
small.
You're right, it was complicated instructions you couldn't do physically.
I have to admit we're very concerned for you. Are you going to be okay?
Pull out my identification card. Pull out my identification card.
Okay, yeah.
What's the name on it?
719 Tony.
I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. Is someone wearing cologne? I have allergies.
I think maybe we should probably go.
Where are you going? You're not gonna stay for dinner?
Yeah.
What are you having?
We're going out to eat one soda, 50 people!
I think it would be rude to leave before dinner.
I agree.
No way you're leaving my planet without me feeding you.
Listen, 719 Tony, you are too, I mean, literally too kind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I mean, I guess we'll go get dinner.
Hey, let me tell you a secret.
Yeah, absolutely.
I notice your watch is broken.
No, don't fix it!
Well, I hope you're happy with that watch.
What? Yeah. I didn't ask for that.
Pink one?
Yeah.
Pink one?
Yeah.
What is guilty conscience?
Bargy.
Yep.
It's so glad to have you back. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, I've never felt this youthful before. I never had this much energy for years. I feel amazing, like I could do anything, be anything, you know?
Yeah.
I'm goal-oriented now. I'm all about reaching goals.
I mean, that's great. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, you know, I saw the end. I saw it in front of me.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. As I was coming to what I believe was my end, I saw another dark ship, completely dark, and it came up to me, and it was like, Bargy, I can help you.
Yeah.
Ease the pain, and I was ready. He said, I can increase your social media presence.
That can't be, right.
If I give him my crew card,
he'll
give me 5 million followers.
Wait.
Bargy, you didn't?
No.
Did you give it to him?
Yes.
Bargy, these followers are just bots. And by that I mean droids that do single-purpose actions.
Listen, Bargy, it kind of sounds like you maybe got scammed there right at the end.
I think you did.
Bino, how did you learn all that stuff about ships?
Bino, no.
Okay.
It's like I set him up for that.
Yeah. Bino, you know, I guess we all really... We owe you a debt of gratitude, Bino.
Bino?
Yeah, yeah, to you. To you, Bino.
Bino? These are a bunch of broken parts that Dar took out of Bargy.
Ooh. Bino,
No, I thought you would know where to put them.
No, you were supposed to... You set up this whole thing like, I'm good at fixing ships. Bino, good at fixing ships.
Bino, no.
I gotta say, it's weird that every time...
Emissary Dexter, you have an incoming transmission from Missions Operation Manager Plume Targland?
What?
Plume Targland?
Who is that? Hello?
Hey, my dudes! What's up?
Hi, sorry, have we met?
Oh, Blackfield, you're always pulling Plume's leg. All right, guys, all the Bargerian G looks like it's back in action. Cool,
wait,
man.
Plume, sorry, who are you?
And what have you done with Nermit?
Yeah, where's Nermit?
What are you talking about? Let's do our normal cheer with the end of a mission when old missions operations manager Plume brings it back in at the end of a mission. So we go, 1, 2, 3, hi-ya!
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Never in my life would I join in a group cheer.
Oh, man, Dar, you're...
How do you know our names?
I've been managing this team since the get-go.
C-53, what the jug is happening?
I didn't tell you, but... Nermit?
Oh, guys, hey.
Nermit, what happened?
Oh, man, I just came out of, like, a void.
A void? What are you talking about?
Who is Plume?
Plume?
There was a guy, Plume. The missions operations manager was a guy named Plume. Do you work with Plume?
No, I don't know a Plume.
You know now.
What?
Wait.
Bino think that commenter on Nermit Bundeloy's video decided to rewrite history by making his parents not meet, causing a rift in the multiverse.
What?
Because Nermit Bundeloy no longer existed, the video no longer existed, which means the comment no longer existed, which means there was a time paradox. Which means Nermit Bundeloy's parents meet again, and Nermit Bundeloy bought back into this multiverse.
Right, but now the video exists again.
Right.
Now the commenter made the
comment. Wait, someone's typing. Someone's typing on the comment. I'm gonna delete it. Ah!
Yeah, disable comments immediately, Nermit.
Oh, I could have just disabled the comments. Oh, that was my best track.
It did cause you to not exist briefly, so I don't know if it's your best
that's
track.
That's really a good point.
Nermit, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
Bargy, I'm glad you're healthy.
Yep.
Whoa, guys, this is crazy. I have... Plume's ID card is here.
Bino?
Bino, I think you should destroy it immediately.
Okay, yeah.
Bino, no.
Wait, no, Nermit, don't eat it. That's not... That's
it's the only,
not
how,
that doesn't
it's
destroy
the only,
Nermit.
It's the only way to do it.
Oh, boy.
Droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Fleck Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, Veronica, and Tony Jr. were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, Suzanne, Tony's nephew, and Plume Tarland were played by Seth Lind. Bino and the good-for-nothing droid named Christopher were played by Winston Knoll. 718 Tony was played by special guest Sebastian Canelli. He has appeared on The Detour, The Last OG, Nicktoons, and MTV. He performs regularly with the law firm at the UCB in New York, and you can listen to his new podcast, Who You Were. Follow Sebastian on Instagram at Sebastian Canelli. This episode was recorded at Robert Downey Jr.'s Puppy Palace. Sound effects and mix by Shane O'Connell. This episode was edited by Seth Lind. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. And thanks for listening all the way through the credits.
Oh, that is, I've also done a lot of films I'm not proud of.
I've ruined marriages and friendships. The hatch that was leaking on sunshine.
Leaking on sunshine, you said?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Battlefield Tellurian.
Okay. Well, I'm not much of an art guy, so I haven't seen a lot of these films, but, you know.
Shirk 2.
Shirk 2? Are you kidding? Oh, hello, Donkey. Hey, Donkey. How
nope,
are you
that
doing?
That was me.
Donkey.
I don't want to talk about it. That was me. No, I don't want to talk about it.
You were the shit that kept talking to the donkey.
Yep.
Oh, my kids are going to go nuts when they find out.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
You're going to have to, Donkey.
I don't want to remember it. Don't even
Can
do it.
Can you do
it.
The voice with me? Do the voice.
No. I hate it so much.
Oh, there it is. There's the voice. I hate it so much, Donkey. You.
I feel worse.
You are a star.